I'm also gonna stream on the page, the group page, and see how that goes. Sometimes I think more people watch there. And then after, then I'll tag it, and so it goes to the other one.
All right.
But I won't know who's commenting, so you have to help me with that. Okay, is everything set? Hey, Lisa.
Hi. I like the
Winnie.
ticker. I like the ticker on the bottom.
Yeah, it's cool, huh? I had it before, but I forgot to use it. I sent it to Alberto and go, hey, look what I found. And then I forgot about it. Okay, so today's gonna be first day two. We're gonna stream to Instagram. So what I have to do
Oh,
is once
we're
I.
back on Instagram?
Yeah, we never streamed there before. Oh, we did,
You
but only
did.
with the phone, with the cell phone.
Yeah.
StreamYard will do it now.
Oh, okay. Then we only did for like an hour or something. It was something.
Oh, I did? But
I
we
think
did it
so.
with the cell phone, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. This one will go on the well, it goes on the story, and then you have to hit it apparently. So when I start the show here, I got to go back and then click OK on Instagram to start it. So while you guys are doing the introductions, I'm going to go to Instagram real fast, click it, and come right back in like 2 seconds.
Allegedly.
Well, I don't know. First time we'll see.
God,
Okay. All right.
God damn it. Fuck. Blah, 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 blah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. You guys ready?
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, so this intro is only 50 seconds long, so I'll try the best I can to go fast with the tagging and stuff. Okay, ready, Eddie? Are you happy? Are you sick?
A little bit.
Oh.
And he's off to the side a little.
Yeah, I can see you off to the side, Eddie.
He's showing more of his curtain.
Oh, hey, he's got a real
Must
background.
like just move your laptop a
Yeah.
little.
He didn't put his well, he tried to put his wall up, but it was killing its computer.
I can still try it.
Don't tell him to move it. He'll knock it over and break it.
That
Like I
was
did.
Alyssa.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right, let's do this.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. And
ho,
here we
ho,
are.
ho.
Here we are.
Merry
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Alberto.
Whatever.
Bah humbug.
You see, the intro was a little shorter this
Shitty.
time. So let me see here.
No,
So,
Steve's so busy with the back behind the scenes stuff. So,
yeah. So I'm gonna let you guys do what you do best.
All right, Eddie, take over. Eddie's gonna sing Feliz Navidad for us. Take it away, Eddie.
With that voice, he's got a goat
Yeah.
voice today.
He's very white today. Are you
Who's
very white?
the, who's the, what's the
Very
deep
white.
voice called? Call that tenor or soprano voice? No, Steve's
No,
the
it's
genius.
bass.
It's the bass.
Okay, guys, I'm ready. Okay.
Bass.
So,
Poker bass.
Alberto, you want to tell everybody on Instagram hello? And this is our first official stream on Instagram.
Official StreamYard stream.
Through that, yes.
Well, I think the garbage man is listening.
You know, I can't control everything, okay?
Go out there and yell at him.
What do you want me to do? What's he gonna do? He's just gonna look at me and laugh. What are we gonna
Put a wave back.
Scale the truck.
You leave
There
your
you
door,
go.
Buddy.
Oh, is that us on Instagram?
That's us.
You leave
That's
your
us.
trash. You leave your
Eddie.
trash there.
Yeah, I guess I.
Yeah.
Well, I could have put the trash down the street. No, you can still hear him.
Yeah,
it's
I
all
mean,
right.
still drive by your house.
We're
That's okay. I
normal.
should have a street sweeper over here.
We're normal human beings.
At least Nova's not a skittish dog who starts barking at him. That would really make the show special.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear her doing a happy dance, but.
Yeah,
she's going to check
I
it
heard
out.
her name.
She's on Snap Time.
Oh, wow.
She's
What is.
The only one watching on Instagram. She's all happy.
Hey,
She's
can I do balloons again?
I think.
Hey, Alyssa, how do you do balloons?
Hands up.
I don't know. How do you do?
No. Oh, both?
No, maybe.
No.
Did you check it out last time? Well, we're sitting
last time
here.
It was just this.
That was just a thumbs up.
Oh, there, look what I got.
She got fireworks.
She got what fireworks.
And I got that.
I guess everybody's different. Eddie, do something, Eddie.
Spirit hands.
Eddie, if Eddie does something and a porno comes on the back, oh boy.
You see a naked guy come up behind him and give him a hug.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
I don't know how you did balloons. How'd you do balloons?
I don't know. Were you here last week?
No.
Okay, last week we were just talking and all of a sudden balloons started flying up. So I was like, what is this?
Oh, God. Well, I guess this is fireworks or something.
I'll have to go back and look what I did exactly.
I don't even know how I did fireworks.
Yeah, I think it's messing around with us. That's what I think. Because when you want to do it,
it doesn't do it.
It doesn't do shit.
It's AI.
I don't know. I think Facebook is messing. Does Instagram and those guys do that too?
I think that's your computer because I don't get anything.
Oh, well, so. Alyssa did it.
Are you and Steven and Alyssa on Apple computers, right?
Right.
Yeah, and Eddie and I are on Microsoft.
Everybody watching, now you know what we're using.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of instruments we're using.
Oh, I'm so geez. Without us.
Okay, stick your thumbs up. Secret? Stick your thumbs up. Not you, Alyssa.
Oh.
The other. We know we can do it.
Here, how about this? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, there we go. So, everybody, welcome to our Christmas show. We put Chriselle on every year. A big Christmas show for everybody. We do this for you guys because... you stuck with it. How long have we been doing this? I don't even know now.
Nine and a half years.
And for the people that stuck with us, we like to put something together with people, past guests to come on and perform or do some kind of entertainment to give back to you. And we find the best people that we can. So we have a good show and we want to celebrate the end of the year and Christmas with y'all. Right, Alyssa?
Yep.
And
talk about to cry there.
Oh, no, I'm just...
I think we're all a little... It's the weather.
It's the weather, yes.
It's beginning
it's
to...
It's the time of the year.
Like Christmas. Yeah.
Okay, Eddie
is the first performer. Please, Eddie, don't sing. Please.
But, don't chase the crowd away.
We're going to start off right away because we always do the show and it always goes over like way too much, you know? So we're going to try to keep it in order. I think we got it this year, though, Alberto. I think we got it. I got it. I know I do.
That means we're going to fuck up.
No, I'm going to keep everybody on the time slots, and we're going to be good. And so we're going to get our first guest out. Excuse me, man, what's the matter? I think I'm getting choked up, Alyssa.
Yeah.
You know, the holidays have been pretty rough for me, but I'm happy I'm here today because it makes me smile. But we're going to have our first. What's that?
It's all the first.
Yes.
The first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, the first birthday.
And before I say that, about yesterday, not yesterday, the day before was the 1 month when my mom passed away, right? And our first guest, I haven't told her, but she was still alive when we had our first guest that's going to come on right now. The first time she was on our show, she was asking me about her, going, oh, that gal you have coming on. I like her voice. She's got that Janis Joplin, and she was talking about her. And, you know, sometimes she'll talk to me about my show, but we kind of keep it separate. But she really talked about her a lot. So I haven't told this guest, but, you know, so I kind of have a little closeness to her that she doesn't know. So I'm welcomed her back on with us to be our first performer. And we're going to bring her out, and she brought a guest with her, too. And, so we got double trouble, and I love it. So we're going to bring out Jay Wren and John Cou. Until I pull him out, I can see his whole name. So let's pull him out first because it's cut off here on the screen. Let's bring out Jay Wren and John. Oh, countrymen.
Yeah.
There we go. Hello, yeah. Jay Wren. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me back. And also thank you for sharing that beautiful story. And your mom and I would have gotten along, you know, with the Janis Joplin stuff.
Exactly. She really made a point to let me know about you, and I was like, oh, my mom likes her. So it's a little thing that I'm going to keep with me forever. So you're a friend of the show forever and a friend of mine. So, and I appreciate that. And we have Alyssa up top. Alyssa, did you meet Jay last time?
No, I was not here when she came last time.
This is great to meet you.
Nice
you,
to meet you.
This is the whole screwed up cast. You get them all today. So, and we have Eddie and Alberto and myself.
Hello,
and,
hello again.
And John. Hello, John. Nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. I'm glad you came on, and I think it's gonna. Why don't Jay? Why don't you introduce John and what he's?
So
what...
John and I recently connected. I told him about the stream, and this guy is a jack of all trades musician. Does a whole bunch of stuff from Jerry Lee Lewis styles on keys to some country picking on guitar. So I asked him. I was like, "Would you, you know, make me sound a little bit better this morning on the MT5 show?" And thankfully he agreed.
This is our first time playing together though, actually.
Yeah, so it is.
You guys are witnessing history here.
Yeah.
Well, well, you're going to understand when you see us. We've been together a long time, but we act like we just did it for the first time. So we're all screwed up. So don't mind us. All right. Well, guys, let's let Jay Rin and John Countryman perform for us. And whatever you got is good for us.
We're going to kick it off with a bit of a Christmas classic, Blue Christmas.
All right, here's Jay Rin and Countryman.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. Oh, and I have a blue, blue Christmas. John Countryman. That's when those blue memories start falling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. Oh, and I have a blue, blue Christmas. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. And I have a blue, blue Christmas.
All right. Very good.
That's good.
Wow. That was really good for like
first time
together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, this is Nashville for you, though. I was so. You know, it's an inspiring and humbling place to live because, you know, everyone you meet knows how to, I don't know, pick up guitar or.
So.
Yeah, I know, you know, the piano guy knows how to pick up guitar.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you guys want to throw out a few plugs about any new music, records, or anything, and then leave us with another song if you got another one on you, if you want. How's that sound?
Okay. All right. So I just released my first album end of September. And that's called Fool on the Fringe. You can find it in all the places. And that's pretty much the big thing I got going on, trying to do more Fool band stuff this year, so be out for that. I'll be traveling between, you know, Nashville, California, a good bit, doing shows. And John over here just finished record too.
Yeah, I have the physical CDs, but none of it is, it's not released on anything on the internet yet. So I'm getting ready to begin that process of the promotion and all that. But if you want to find me on John Countryman Music One on Instagram, you'll get all the updates as I release the singles. And pretty soon I'll have everything available. Sometime this year will be coming to a store near you.
And it's really good. It's really good.
It's really good. Very cool. Let me pull up the gang here. Hey, gang, yeah. You guys got anything to say before they take us out with another song?
Just happy holidays.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's let you go first. Eddie.
Just happy holidays and stay safe.
Alyssa?
Yeah. I would say good luck on your albums. I'll be looking for you guys online. Maybe, you know, on Apple Music. Sorry.
Music Apple platforms. Something.
Yeah, yes. On the music platforms. And yeah, good luck. You know, you guys sound great. Even though it's the first time you guys have played together, you guys sounded
good.
Thank you, guys.
What's up?
And Alberto? Alberto loves it all. He doesn't say much, but I can see it on his face. Right,
Alberto? Alberto and Eddie covered it all, so.
Okay, well, Jay Rin and John Countryman. Eddie thinks he has his mute on and he's answering his phone. See how professional we are? He think he pushed mute, but he didn't push mute. Look at him. He thinks he's all quiet over there. Eddie, we heard your whole conversation, Eddie.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I'm glad you weren't doing those 976 sex numbers because that's unprofessional here, you know?
He was just telling the whole world, you know, about
the exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, Jay Rin and John Countryman, you want to? We got time for one more, so that's pretty cool. We get one more song, and then
a little Vintage of Love. This is an original song off the new record. You're gonna get a little jazzy.
Okay, let's do it. Jay Rin and Countryman.
1962, port wine, sweet to the lips. Longing to stay on my black and white movie, the curious plot, classic and timeless, all that you're not. Vintage of love, rich and divine. Vintage of love, I'm making a fine. Scratch on a record, sound of a voice, recall and weather, a beautiful noise, a tiny gold locket. Treasures inside, open your locket and I'll show you mine. Vintage of love, rich and divine. Vintage of love, I'm making a fine. Vintage of love, imperfect and true. Vintage of love, could it be you?
vintage of love, vintage of love. I am making a fine vintage of love, imperfect and true. Vintage of love, could it be you? Vintage of love.
Mm-hmm. Vintage
of love.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. That was nice awesome. Song. Alyssa, what do you think, Eddie?
Alberto? I like it. I like it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Yes, yeah, so we want to thank you both for coming on. It was a pleasure to have you on our big show. It's our last show of the year, and we try to bring the best, and you're one of them, both of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Steve. Y'all have a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You yes, too.
And John, you. We're going to check your music out too. And Jay, of course, we already know it about you. And we're gonna check you both out and be listening to your guys' music. And hopefully we can have John on someday solo if he'd like, or you can come on with him, or however you want to do it. Any friend of Jay's is a friend of ours.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that. You're in the crowd.
Oh, man. All right.
Come
on, yeah.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you guys from all of us. And we will see you guys soon. Be safe out there.
All right. Thank you all.
Merry Christmas.
Take care. Bye-bye,
Merry
guys.
Merry Christmas.
All right. You okay, Alyssa?
I got a tickle in my throat. No. My
start
eyes
singing.
Watering everything.
Okay. Hey, Alberto, you're gonna be proud of me. We're right on time. We're 1 minute ahead of schedule.
Woo-hoo.
1 minute ahead of schedule.
We'll fix that.
No, not today. I'm gonna be not on it today. Let me see here. We have I think in about 6 minutes a Body Buccaneer coming on.
Oh.
And we have one because the other ones, they had to go sailing.
Okay.
Now I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah. So they left a body behind to represent them on our show. And,
okay.
Hey, we got one, right? If we can't have them all, we got one.
Yep. One is better than nothing.
Yeah, that'd be like the M25 show. Let's say I couldn't make it, Alyssa couldn't make it, Nettie couldn't make it, and then Alberto would be here doing the M25 show. Mm-hmm. You still got a piece of the show.
Quarter of it.
He's like, I'll have a StreamYard.
I'll be here sitting at home by myself talking to myself.
Hey, Will be watching you.
Will's not watching right now.
Oh. That's right. Okay, Alberto.
Yes.
I think we're gonna drop the Yule log. Do you want to do the dropping?
Oh, geez, not that shit again.
It's only a few minutes. We have to drop it because it's a holiday spirit.
Let Eddie. He enjoyed that thing.
Eddie, do you want to drop the log this year?
What log?
You see, people listening, our own show don't even know what we're doing. The Yule one, log, the Christmas Yule log.
One doesn't remember. One makes him feel sick.
Alyssa, do you remember it?
No, I don't.
Oh, my goodness. God. You know what? We're going to get behind in time now. I'm not going to even explain it.
Pay close attention, okay? You'll remember this next year.
I'll drop the Yule log then, and then maybe you guys will remember. Oh, my gosh. Okay. One of the Buccaneers is in the waiting room.
I wonder which one.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Here we go. Here is the dropping of the Yule Christmas log.
Christmas Eve is probably the most exciting night of the year for children everywhere. At our house, the ritual is always the same. Mom hurries dinner out of the way so that the festivities can begin. First, I lay a fire in the fireplace. I pride myself on the way I lay a fire. To begin, I crinkle newspaper to put under the grate. Then I put in the kindling, breaking the sticks into the proper lengths. Then I bring in the Yule log and put it in the grate.
That's the biggest log we've ever had, Dad.
Yeah, and the heaviest, too.
All right. All right, Eddie. Now, what I asked
Merry
you
Christmas,
wanna...
everyone.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Come on, that's an old family tradition right there. Father and son. Eddie, you ever do that with your dad, like, and bring in the log?
Nope.
Okay, well.
Can't say that I have.
Some people do, Eddie. Let me see here. Alberto, do you want to tell everybody about our sponsor? Because that's how we could get paid.
Eventually, in 5 years or something.
So, go for it, Alberto. You do good at this stuff.
I'll read the scroll at the bottom. Shop at naturalwonders.com. At checkout, use promo code THEM25SHOW, all squished together, and receive 25% off your order.
That's right. And you can see
your point.
You can see Natural Wonders, how it's spelled. I can't even put my finger right here. Naturalwonders.com.
That's Mr. Natural Wonders right there, folks, pointing the finger.
Yes, right there. Go shopping, get a bunch of stuff, and then get 25% off your whole order at checkout. That's pretty good, Alyssa, right?
Yep.
That's a good discount. Yeah.
Most what do they have over there, like Steve? 10 or 15.
What's
that's
that?
Real good.
What do they have over there?
Oh, gosh. They got a lot. Hey, Alyssa knows, actually, Alyssa uses most of the product than we do.
They
so,
have,
Alyssa,
yeah,
why don't you?
Like,
and she's our best looking M2Fiber.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know it works.
You would think.
They have face products.
Look what it does to Alyssa. She's already pretty, but now she's even more pretty. And look at us. We.
My throat.
Are you okay? What's the matter? You been drinking last night?
Oh, man.
Have you been drinking?
I've had this cough for like a little bit. And every once in a while, I get like a tickle that just doesn't go away. And of course, I've got it now. But anyways, Natural Wonders has wonderful products. They're all natural. They've products for your hair. They have one that I have yet to use that I want to use that is for hair loss. And it's got castor oil in it. And that's one product I do want to use. I've used their charcoal face masks, their rose water spray misters for the face, the cleansers, the toners, the what else have I used?
The mask.
Body wash. They have everything, and it's all natural. Smells great. The one that I do like is I have a bottle of their rose lotion, and you know, normally you put it on and it kind of it smells okay. This one actually smells like true roses. Like you put, you know, like you're smelling a rose, and I like it. It makes my hands soft, and I have it at work and I use it like every day, and it lasts. Yeah, looks just like that.
Look at Eddie. He's
just like Eddie. Eddie's got the hemp lotion.
He's got hemp lotion, so he gets a little help from hemp.
He wants
his
to
friends.
Relax.
Well, it works really good.
They have so many stuff. You can go online and look at all. It's for men and women, so it's not just women.
Right.
It's, and pets too.
They have the toner lotion too that tones your skin. You know, like if you have that loose skin.
Good stuff. No, Steve's freezing.
Steve's frozen.
No,
Steve's.
You don't like it, but I'm pretty sure you will like it.
You are frozen.
Don't tell him that. He's going to make him mad.
I know.
Okay, here we go. We're good.
Okay.
We're this good thing now. Better not act up, or I'm going to throw this thing out the window.
Christmas is canceled, everyone.
Right? Christmas is freaking canceled. It better not do it, or I'll have an Alberto. Alberto, you thought you did something? I'll tear up the whole place. I knocked out everything.
Oh, okay. We're going to bring that back?
Eddie was right. We're 1 minute behind. Eddie, you know what? Don't ever say anything like that to jinx the show, okay? Eddie, why don't you drink some whiskey? You can drink on the show. It's okay today. You're sick.
Phone call.
Let me get it.
Eddie, when you answer your call, make sure you mute yourself. You know,
I thought
you're
I did.
Telling everybody you're on the phone.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
He's working.
Can I get some ass later? And you're like, dude, you're on the show. Hey, I'm going to play with that ass tonight, woman.
Remember the time during the pre-show we heard Alyssa talking to her man? Now we'll have Eddie.
Yeah, everybody's talking to their... Yeah, mute yourselves. God.
I thought I did.
Well, you did it.
Yeah, we heard.
Our guest was listening to your conversation. Everybody was.
Oh, nothing humiliating, nothing.
Yeah, thank goodness. All right. Okay, Eddie, we're going to bring a body buccaneer out.
All right.
You guys remember Natalia?
Yes, we do.
She's the one here to represent the crew and herself, of course. And let's bring her out so we can stay on time because we're being very professional today. Here we go.
Well, hello.
Hello. Look how cute you look.
I know. Let's blow her up here.
Well, I mean, I'm not just a body buccaneer. I'm an M25 girl, too.
Oh, that's right. You know, well, you so many things. What's that?
I had to get dressed up for the Christmas special.
Awesome. So what's going on, Natalia? What's happening? What happened to the Buccaneers? I know they had to go and fight the good fight, and I hope you wish them well from all of us.
So I accidentally might have sunk in our ship.
Well, for
oh, no. And they are kind of shipwrecked somewhere. Just kidding.
Oh, no. Oh gosh. What I was saying, what did she sink him with? Those big old boobies over there? What did you sink the ship with? Yeah, your cannons.
Mm-hmm. No, no, they were actually quite busy. So I thought I'd come on here and talk for them because, I mean, who doesn't love seeing my face, right?
Yes, of course.
I know you can see.
Yeah, oh, love it. What are you talking about? Oh, here we go. So what's going on? What's going on? What do you get? You have a Buccaneer first plug, and then we can plug you, or I can plug you, or whatever you want.
What about plugs? And where? Yes.
Oh, it is Christmas. You know?
Yes.
I thought this wasn't that kind of show.
It's not. See, Alyssa, quit talking about that stuff.
Hello?
You know, if there's any M25 show butt plugs out there, it has nothing to do with us. Nothing.
You know, that would be great to put that like underneath your merch. I could add that to my new M25 merch collection. That would be great.
Could you imagine that, Alyssa? If one of those got out into the circulation, Eddie, would you be disappointed or would you be okay with it?
I'd be okay as long as
it's not used on you, right?
We'll put Eddie's face there.
Oh no!
Each one of you will have your face on one.
Oh boy! Going to places where some people have never gone before. Right, Eddie?
Right.
Okay, let me blow Natalia up. So, what's going on? What's happening? You got anything to share with us?
I do, actually. So, we had a great time last time on your show, and they are so sad that they couldn't be here. I was going to do a song for you. I've never sang on your show before.
Mm. You're a singer.
You might actually get to see me sing.
Oh, my God. Hey, Liz, wait, hold on a second. I didn't know Natalia sang.
Know
Did
either.
You guys?
No.
Oh, this well, is good.
I am a woman of many talents, and singing yes. is one of them.
Are we gonna get that then?
Maybe.
Okay, well.
Maybe you might get me lip syncing.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that's fine too. Let's see. Do you want to? You want to give it a shot?
All right. Let's see if I. Let's see if I still got this.
Okay, we're gonna. Natalia's gonna perform for us. We didn't know this. Alyssa and Eddie, Alberto.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, let's pull her up, Natalia. There you go. The stage is yours.
Down my chimney tonight.
Santa baby.
Dance with Daddy. I really love this song, but there's my little clip.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me.
I could do like a little piece for y'all. Give y'all a little bit of the old Natalia.
Eddie, do you have anything against that, Eddie? I have to ask Eddie first because
no.
It's okay. I won't. There will be no nudity. I learned my lesson.
Okay. Yes, because Alyssa, we are a mainstream show, right?
Yeah.
And all ages watch this show, and we have trust in Natalia. We do.
That's scary.
hey, we trust everybody, almost everybody, right? Listen.
Right.
Okay.
I
mean,
the Body Buccaneers trust me, and that says something.
Well, that's because there's a after. What is that called, Alyssa? When they do the after hour show?
The captain's quarters.
Oh,
when we do. That's... Well, yeah, the 21 and older, the cannons come out and they shoot off.
Oh boy, here we go. Eddie, you would love something like that. I would. Would you?
I would. Of course.
Alyssa, would you go to an after the captain's quarters show? Mm-hmm. I would too. Yeah.
So yeah, when we do captain's quarters, we have a bunch of funny jokes. We sing. We like to rag on each other, which is great. I love picking on Captain Black because that's my captain, and I have a thing for his wife. So like,
yeah, I keep hearing this, and yeah. She's gonna have to come on, and so we can talk to her and see what the attraction and the seductiveness is.
Oh, yeah. So Captain Drummond, who is Captain Black's wife, she is an amazing performer and even more amazing fighter. Last time I was on the show, I believe we talked a little bit about the group and what we did. So Body Buccaneers, we are a group of pirates that tell a bunch of funny jokes. We do onstage combat. And they have been performing for... Gosh, I forget how many years. Over 20-something years, I believe, or something like that. I don't remember. Yeah, they have been performing for a while. And when you see their shows, like I said, they do a lot of combat, a lot of sword fighting, and using, like, actual props, like, not props, but actual chairs to beat each other up with. Wow. And I've actually seen Captain Drummond take a chair to the face.
No. Oh, no. Was he okay, or did he get a
bruise? No, she was good.
Oh,
she
the
was
girl.
She knows how to take a hit. Oh,
wow, the girl got hit in the face?
Let's just say yeah. Captain Black does, too, because he gets hit in the junk quite a bit.
Oh, whoa. What kind of show is that when you're hitting people in the genitalia area?
No.
That's why it's Captain Black.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. You know what, Natalia? Can you do me a favor? Can you just sing a few words of that without the music? I think I might have just solved something. And can just do like maybe four words because I want to, in a singing voice. Five words.
I don't know the lyrics to that song.
Or just like... Santa Daddy. I love you, Steve, or whatever. I don't know. Throw something in there.
Of course you would.
I don't know. Because I just want to hear how it sounds without music.
All right.
A cappella.
Santa Daddy, so hurry down that chimney tonight.
All right. Wow. Love it. Okay, Alyssa. Yeah. I think. Yes, without. Yeah, she does. I think a cappella is good. I think when you were playing the music, Natalia, was it a. Like from a. I don't know why I want to say from a boombox, but from a computer or something, like a radio?
Yeah, from my laptop. So have my laptop right here because usually whenever I would come on here, I have two devices. So I have one filming me and then I have one on the side so I could read the comments.
Oh, okay. Because Alyssa, you notice when they played the music, how it kind of...
It was really low.
It blurred her out kind of. Mm-hmm. But when she did the acapella... Perfect. So yeah. We're kind of figuring some things out here. So I like that. I'm glad I could. We can experiment on Natalia.
Oh, yeah. I bet you'd like to experiment some more, Steve.
Oh, so body.
Well, I'm so sad because I wasn't able to bring the stuff that I wanted to bring to the show. I actually just moved, and a lot of my things are in storage right now, and I could only find my Christmas show outfit.
Oh, that's
good enough.
Good enough.
That's good. Well, that works.
Oh boy. Hey, have you ever Eddie, imagine walking out in the morning when it's Christmas, right?
Hmm?
At the age you are and you know, our ages, and you see Natalia under the tree.
Oh wow. Well,
that'd be a nice present, yeah?
Oh, very nice. Best present of all.
I know. Like, do you girls, like Alyssa and Natalia, like, you know, you, when you, whether you, you know, if you have a man or you're dating or whatever, Do you know that we like stuff like that? Like, all you have to do is just roll under the tree, and we get out. We those guys, we get all giddy and stuff. That's all. You guys know that, don't you?
Yep. No need to buy a gift because we are the gift.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh
boy. I am the gift.
Could you imagine, Eddie, if they're under the tree, but their face is more by the post and the ass is sticking out? Oh god. I don't even know if I'd make it to the tree. Okay, let's get back on track. Oh goodness, let me see.
Even making me blush here.
Natalia blushing? No.
Listen, a lot has changed. I've become celibate.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. All my dreams just crashed down right now. Listen, you got a question for Natalia? We got her for a few more minutes.
Yeah, I didn't know you sing. Do you sing when? Well, obviously you sing during the fair, but do you also sing like on, you know, anything else or?
No. Funny story. When I was younger, I was about to get a record deal, and that actually kind of flew out the window because I couldn't do all that stuff by the time. But with the Body Buccaneers, sometimes I'll partake in some singing. Other times I'll just kind of stay quiet because I'm a little shy. I haven't sang since I was younger. So me coming out there and singing is a really big thing for me. It's kind of takes me out of my comfort zone. You would think me, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. She's nervous about singing when she was a burlesque star.
Right.
Like, no. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable for me to be that vulnerable. That's a new side of vulnerability for me.
Right. Well, you got a good voice.
Yeah, we heard the, you have a nice voice.
The acapella was very nice. I liked it. I think
you don't catch me singing.
Yeah, we have to figure out how we can get maybe move the music somewhere else away from the microphone, and it would sound, because when you played it the way it was set up right now, it drowned your voice out a little bit. But when you did acapella, it was clear and we heard you perfect. It sounded good. Eddie, you got a question for Natalia?
I just think she has a lovely voice. And yeah, have you ever been a Santa's helper in the malls?
Oh, goodness.
Imagine going to Santa and seeing her.
Yes, I can.
I have never done that. But it would be funny if I were to go to the mall right now wearing this. You know how many of the moms would be, like, judging me hardcore?
Yeah, but
I'd get all the Karens after me. It would not be a good time.
But just think, of all the daddies that would be happy.
Hey, Bill, can I sit on her lap?
Oh, forget Santa.
Forget Santa. You know, I could use a new daddy, a sugar daddy.
Oh,
any
my
Any volunteers, goodness. Anybody watching? You know,
you have a handful, more than a handful. Well, Natalia, I want to thank you for coming on, and I'm glad you're back on the show, and I hope you keep coming back on the show, and we support you whatever you do, and you've always been good to us, no matter whatever it is, adventures you're going through, and we support whatever adventures you're going to go through. We're with you, and never be afraid to come on our show.
Well, thank you guys. I've missed y'all so much, so I'm really happy about coming on here and getting to dress up for you guys and do a little singing.
Yes, that was good.
Yeah.
Maybe that might be something for you to do. You have a really good voice, and give it a shot. You don't ever know.
Nursing school's got me busy, but.
Okay. Well, hey, that's.
I'll sing with the Body Buccaneers here.
There you go. That'd be good.
Nursing outfit.
Oh gosh.
Nursing outfit, huh?
Listen, I think y'all got some pictures of me in a nursing outfit somewhere.
Yeah. We do, Eddie. That's right, we do.
Right. Oh, yeah,
they're in a secret place right now.
Steve's hidden vault.
And that's why I'm on the naughty list.
That's right. That's okay, though.
Speaking of, yes. One more thing.
Okay.
I was going to be nice. So as you can see, well, I don't know if you can.
Yes. Oh, yeah, nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. But
anybody. Oh, okay, well, hey, that's a good, especially in that position. You know, you can leave it like that, or you can rip off the nice and You could have your, you can have a Natalia.
I was trying to be considerate because this skirt is a little short, so I know this is an all ages show. Yes. Now.
I know you were turned around, but a lot of us were going like this, trying to look up. we couldn't quite see.
Well, it's a good thing I have shorts on underneath this that kind of that go with it. So.
No, you look beautiful as you are. So thank you so much, Natalia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Guys, you want to wish Natalia a Merry Christmas before we go?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. And one more thing. Make sure you guys follow Body Buccaneers on all social media platforms. They've got Facebook and Instagram, also on TikTok. So give us a like, give us a follow, share the love.
You got it. All right, Natalia, all right. Merry Christmas, and we'll keep in contact with you. Stay safe, okay?
Always.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
All right, that was Natalia. And what do you think, Eddie? That was a pretty cool little outfit. It's got the little stickers you can tear off. And
that was wonderful.
Alyssa, do you have one of those?
No, I don't.
I bet your man would love that. Imagine he can rip it off whenever he wants you nice or he wants you naughty. And, you know, guys like those little things. Alyssa, it's Christmas. Come on.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
I don't know if that little skirt would cover my butt.
Well, I'm sure your man wouldn't care. I'm sure he'd probably prefer that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, let me see. Disconnected. She didn't get out of here. How do you do? Kicker? Okay, got to get bye-bye. No, kick out because she was having trouble getting out of the show. Well, Alyssa, it's Christmas time. Okay? Are you okay?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay. Eddie?
I'm
sorry, Alyssa.
I was going to say, I've had a cough for a little bit, but I'm getting better. It's just, I don't know what happened when I was talking about Natural Wonders.
Were you getting choked up because you saw me? You haven't seen me in a while?
Yes, that was it.
But I hope you guys are okay, because after the show, we're having all four of us are having our get-together for our Christmas get-together, or luncheon, or whatever you want to call it. And if you guys are sick, I don't know, are you okay? You don't want to get me and Alberto sick, do you?
No, I don't.
I'm good. I'm
okay. All right.
Alberto? I think I'm good. I just.
What do you think? Do you trust them, or do you think they just?
I trust they don't want to get me sick. I don't know about you.
Well, I don't want to get sick either. well, maybe. I don't know. Alyssa, I guess if she wants to sit next to me and wiggle around, I guess I can.
I
can handle a little sniffles. Yeah. Well, it's what, just a few days, right? Well, my Lex should give me like a stomach virus and I'll be on the toilet or something. Even though she's got sniffles, it'll go to my stomach or something that I don't like.
Yeah, I just started last night.
Well, I hope you guys are okay, because be nice.
Yeah, mine just started on Sunday.
See how I feel after the show.
Oh, no.
No.
Eddie
no.
may drop out. Okay. Oh. Look we'll at see. Eddie. Eddie, just open your whiskey. You'll be okay.
I don't want to get you guys sick.
Well, we'll set you in another booth. Don't worry about it. We got it covered. We'll sit you up in a little car.
Eddie, we'll send some food to your house. And
we'll stay in the car.
We'll send Eddie some food, and he'll join us on Zoom.
Oh, there you go.
I'll bring my tablet so he can watch us.
Okay, send him a Lunchable or something. At least he can see us.
Send him some DoorDash.
DoorDash. All right, Eddie, you are very correct. We're falling behind.
Oh, no.
But we're not too far behind, so we're going to get our next guest out. Remember Jimmy Becker?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jimmy was kind enough to come on, and very good singer, songwriter, and we're going to bring him out. I know he's waiting, and this is where we're very unprofessional, but hey, it's part of entertainment. That's what happens. I'm sure Jimmy can understand that. Sometimes, look at Axl Rose. Sometimes he don't show up for 2 hours.
No,
I don't know how he is this day, but hopefully he's a little better, because people don't like that sometimes.
Yep.
But let's bring him out. What do you think, Alyssa?
All right,
Jimmy Becker. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me? Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Always sounding better than
I just picked up a new computer, and I've been like working out the you know, all the stuff with the sound module and all that. So good to see you again.
What Alyssa said. What did you say, Alyssa? Sounds better
Always
than us.
Always sounding better than us. Yes.
No, it's a very good setup. I like it. You sound good.
Yes. All right. How you guys doing?
Good. How you been?
Oh, much better now. I mean, when I was on the show a while back, I was like battling this little scratchy throat thing, and then it just kind of, boy, that looks really washed out. I did this whole, hold on, I'm going to do something here. I'm not going to do this touch-up thing. I don't know if that matters, but all right, there we go.
The touch-up thing.
There's a touch-up feature in here on your in your settings. Oh, I don't know if it says. Oh, it says it's new, so I'm going to assume it doesn't work anyway. Okay. Oh,
get whatever and everything. Try it out. I don't know. You know what's so new? We don't even know about it, and it's ours.
Yeah, I use it. That's why I look so good.
Is that what it is? Okay, maybe I should turn it back on then.
Yeah, turn it back on, Jimmy.
All right, let's see if it makes a difference. Let's try it.
Jimmy, you're a good-looking guy, but hey, everybody could use a little help, right, from our friends.
You know exactly, to quote some bar band.
Yeah, everybody lives with filters these days.
Exactly. I didn't even know that. I know you could put the brick wall behind you and the jail and all that, but I didn't know you could do that.
It's like a touch up or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the thing is, you can't see it here because I've got a sound baffle behind me, but there's a green screen, full painted green screen wall way back there. So if I ever do a virtual background, it actually comes out pretty good.
Cool.
That's a nice kind of clarity to it, but very cool. Not for this. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So there you go.
Eddie,
you remember for having me again. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks. Yes, we enjoyed your last time you were here. Good music, and thank you for accepting our invitation to be on our Christmas show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah. So y'all ready for 2024, or should we just skip to 2025 as quickly as this year went by?
Right?
Well, I don't know. Well, this I think you know what? It's been an interesting year for some of us, you know, and I know everybody has issues and everybody has things that happen in their life. And I think it's just life. You know, we just gotta, unfortunately, the bad stuff, we kind of have to just get through it and
take the good with the bad.
And try to be happy with the good people that are around us and just have the fun that we have on this earth. Because before we know it, you know, if you think about it, time goes by fast. You know, you're sitting here today and going, God, I remember when I was 10.
Was that scene in that Clint Eastwood movie, Unforgiven, where the young protege who, you know, was bragging about all these kills that he's done, you know, finally kills somebody near the end of the movie, and he's like sucking it up and he can't believe he's done it and he's really traumatized. And he says, he rationalizes, he goes, well, he had it coming. And then Clint Eastwood says, we all got it coming, kid.
Exactly.
It's like, yep.
Oh, yes. We all, it's all going to happen to all of us, right? Right? Whatever it is.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, listen, do you want to hear Jimmy belt out a tune for us for our show?
Yes.
Eddie? Good. Yeah, the mix on the new album is almost done. And this is the only ballad on the record. And it's early enough in the mornings to where my voice might actually crack trying to sing these notes. So we'll see. But this little number called Worthy of Love. And on the album, I think this will be the 7th track on the record. So here we go. You'll hear the acoustic version. You guys ready?
Worthy of Love, Mr. Jimmy Becker.
Here we go. She's looking for answers, but the questions linger on. Looking into the future, where does she belong? She's working up the nerve. Get what she deserves. She's worthy of love. Until she receives it, she won't believe it. Worthy of love. I'll say it again. She's worthy of love. She'll give you everything, even if she don't have much. She'll celebrate your good times,
and lift you up when times are tough. Even when she's tired and feeling weak, she'll listen and hear every word you speak. She's worthy of love, the love you're giving. Long as you're living, she's worthy of love. I'm telling the truth, she's worthy of love. She's stronger than she reveals. Her trust is earned over time. And when she shares all that she feels, you'll have her heart and soul and mind. If she decides to let you in, you'll never be alone again. She's worthy of love. Until she receives it, she won't believe it. She's worthy of love. I'll say it again. She's worthy of love. Oh, yeah. The love you're giving, long as you're living, worthy of love. Ooh. I'm telling the truth, she's worthy of love. I'll say it again and again and again, she's worthy of love. Ooh, I'm telling the truth, she's worthy of love.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Eddie, what are you, Eddie, it's good music, huh? This is going to be off the new record, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it is, yeah. Thank you very much.
It's December, so it should be almost ready, yeah?
The mix is done. There's a couple of things I might want to recut vocally that I think I might be able to do better on it, but as it is, it'll probably work. So I did a photo shoot day before yesterday, and going through the photos and all of that. My daughter Serena is working on the artwork, and she's the one who did a lot of the design on Jay Rin's album, the Fool on the Fringe. Mm-hmm. So she's working on mine as well, and Yeah. So pretty much hope to send this off for manufacture and streaming and all of that by the 29th or 30th of the month. So, but it's pretty much in the can now, except for those little things. So
pretty much done.
Very cool. Well, we're waiting for it. And as soon as it comes out, we're going to hopefully get a copy, a signed one.
Of course you will.
Nice.
And I want to get you a copy of the last two. So we'll figure that out, too. So I've got those for you. Yeah.
Yes. You never know when we're all just going to roll up to your place. You know, we get around, Jimmy. We get around.
You like wine?
Yes.
I have a phenomenal collection. Come on over. We'll get a couple bottles of wine and shoot it. It'll be fun.
All right. I like how everybody said yes right away. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's only.
It's not. It's good wine. It's really good wine.
All right. Well, Jimmy, we want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. You know, we put on the show and we bring guests on that put on a good performance, and you did not disappoint. Thank you.
Right on. I really appreciate that, Steve. And Alyssa, Eddie. And y'all just, I mean, have a great one. What's your name down there in the lower right on my screen? I forget.
Oh, hold
Alberto.
On.
Alberto.
Alberto. Okay, there you go. Everybody else has their name and you don't. So there you go.
I copy Steve.
Is that what it is? Well, is that what it is? Okay,
cool. I put my plug up there. That's why.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, you guys. Thanks for having me on. Merry Christmas. I really appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for coming.
We'll see you soon, Jimmy.
Good. All right. Have a good one now.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. That was musician Jimmy Becker. New album's coming out soon. Can't wait. Good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's about us right now. Our last guest will be on whenever she shows up. Hopefully she shows up to weed Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And see, we're on time. I'm not messing around today, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie's against it, but I'm fighting it to make it real. Well, sometimes it's hard, Eddie. You know, people, they got a few extra things to say. Alyssa, you know what? Are you okay?
Things happen.
My hair is I got like a little hair like tickling my face.
Okay. Is everything okay?
That's why I don't wear my hair down very often, because it bugs me. Like,
whew. Oh, did you wear it down today because of the show?
I did.
That's nice. Eddie wore his hair down too.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's the only guy I know that gets a haircut every 4 days. Or what is it? Every week, Eddie, it seems like he gets a haircut. And I'm like,
every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
I don't get a haircut for like every 5 months.
I cut my own hair, and I do it every full moon. So I just cut my hair on Tuesday night.
One inch off.
Every full moon.
Mm-hmm. Because it makes your hair grow faster.
Oh no! Is this voodoo stuff or what is this?
No, it's just, I don't know, gravitational.
Alberto, do you believe in that stuff?
The moon cools her hair.
Yeah.
Do you have the moon out too with the boots out? Are you nude cutting or what?
I should try cutting my own hair too.
Oh yeah. God, Eddie, please no. You can't. You might you know how when they cut your hair they pull it up and hold it and then they cut it? What do they do with yours, Eddie? You can't even pull it up. Would they just shave it?
She uses a shaver.
Good.
She uses scissors. It's trimmed the ends.
Where? The little piece of scissors.
Me and Steve are like, where?
So she's able to pull the hair up with her fingertips and then and then put
with
the scissors. You know how they usually listen when they pull it up like this and they go.
They go, ooh.
I have gel in it right now. That's why it's
flat. Okay. We're going to find out later when we all get together. We're going to be staring at Eddie's hair and going, okay, let's see if it's really long.
Mm-hmm. And listen, try to cut his hair after the lunch.
Yeah, Eddie, do you want Alyssa to cut your hair?
I don't know.
I don't know how to cut other people's hair. I only know how to cut my hair.
Well, it's all the same. It's a hair. Just shave his head. Eddie, would you ever go bald?
Maybe if I start losing more hair. Oh,
that's funny.
I don't want to do a comb over.
There's a full moon. Our hair grows back thicker or it just grows more?
Grows faster. Grows back faster.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Interesting. I don't know. I've never heard that. What is that it's called?
Yeah, it's like a full moon or new moon.
Lunar moon.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. What are those called? What are those things? Is it a superstition? Jerry needs to try that. Oh, boy. That's not nice, Randy. Stop it. It's a guy that... Alberto, you know Jerry...
Jerry,
the back guy in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Randy. He's Jerry. <needs that. laughs> Nice. He's somebody who's at the fortress too that partays in all the festivities as an employee.
Wear hats or just leave it.
You know what is funny? It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
I think women, that's where women beat us, is their hair. It's like,
no,
they
there's women that
are bald.
Yeah.
Well, maybe like when they're 80 or 90, but we start going at 40 and 30, 40.
Careful, 50. Guys. We don't want Will Smith to show up.
Oh, hell, okay. Let's behave. It's Christmas, right? So we don't want no. Stop it.
We don't want to see Will Smith slap Eddie.
Eddie, calm down.
Maybe we do.
I'll hit him back.
Oh no, here we go. Eddie, stop. What the heck? Eddie is not a violent guy. What's wrong with you? You okay? Eddie's the sweetest guy and the most tame person I know, and he's saying he's going to hit people now.
Specifically Will Smith.
Will Smith.
That's his, you know, it's his 2024 Eddie.
Oh, you got the new Eddie coming.
New Year's resolution?
New, yep.
The drinking Eddie. Letting all his emotions from the past years come out.
I haven't had a drink in like 4 days.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Alyssa, give him a chip.
That's not much of a drink. Yeah. Eddie's going to get the 4-day chip.
4-day chip.
4-day chip.
Okay. All right, Alyssa.
One day at a time.
One day at a time, Eddie. Hey, we know people. If you need that extra,
hey, don't worry. In a few hours, we'll see Eddie fall off the wagon.
Yeah. After our get together, after the show, our M25 crew party, Eddie's gonna fall right off. He's gonna throw. He's gonna get mad don't after go. Drinking and throw the chip at us. He's gonna try to buy another beer with it. I'm just messing with you, Eddie. You know, I love you, Eddie. You're the best. Okay, guys, we are on track. We have our guest in the waiting room who's going to read Twas the Night Before Christmas. And we are on time to actually get out of here under 3 hours, Alberto.
Wow.
Actually, really? Nice. On time. So hopefully, because, you know, we like to celebrate, too, after the show. And
So you're saying we got 2 more hours to go?
No, I don't. I'm saying we're on time to be out of here in an hour and a half. That's what I'm saying. Unless you guys want to keep rolling.
You said 3 hours. I'm all damn.
No, but usually.
I was like, that's 2 more hours.
But usually, how long have our other past shows been when we had like all kinds of guests? Yeah, but
2.5, 3.
We just brought the best. Maybe we didn't bring 50 people. We just brought a few, and that's enough, right? As long as it's good quality. Right, Alyssa?
Yes.
And I'm so happy you have your hair down, Alyssa. It makes our show so more beautiful.
It's a saying, it's not quantity, it's quality.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. And if people are wondering why Alyssa is so pretty and we aren't, it's because she uses natural wonders on top of her prettiness already. And she's even more prettier. So I think we better start using that natural wonders, Eddie. What do you think? Don't tell me you use it already, Eddie, because you start using it on the face.
Huh? Oh, on the face. I think it, but it's not helping.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Eddie's in the dark, so he can hide his blemishes.
My blemishes. So.
Yeah, you're in the dark, Eddie.
Yeah, bright light.
It's the rain. That's why it's dark.
Oh, it's raining in this house.
Light bulb in your room?
Yeah, I have 3.
He's in another studio. That's what I think he is. I don't know where he's
on the ground.
Right? He's in the dungeon.
It's raining right now.
He dug out a basement to hide this from his family.
Oh boy! Well, it's Christmas, Eddie.
Eddie, in the time of Christmas, have you told your family about this?
There's dark clouds up above.
That's okay. I invited him to our Christmas party. Don't worry about it. After the show, all of his family and his girlfriend, everybody's showing up. So it's gonna be a good time, or it's gonna be a big fight. One of the two. It's gonna be something.
We got Eddie's best clips available.
That's right. I got them all. Don't worry.
A couple of Christmas ago with Stefania.
Yeah, we got that full clip.
We edited out the ending when it went bad for Eddie. Only when Eddie was peacocky and, you know,
chest
out,
didn't.
Proud. Yeah, but when she brought her man, we cut that out.
Yeah.
We just got him
to hit leave the studio.
We just got him salivating over her, and we cut out the end when her man came out and started kissing on her and grabbing her butt. And it's like, oh boy. Eddie almost cried.
We got the dripping out of the mouth, not the dripping out of the eyes.
Yeah. It's the first time I ever seen Eddie cry. Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, it happens.
That was pretty.
Eddie, have you moved on?
Yes, I have.
All right, good, Eddie. While we wait for Steve to unfreeze.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, you guys ready?
Okay.
I think it's just it's the internet gods.
It's the weather, Steve.
They hate that we do so well.
There's dark clouds up above.
Okay, let's bring out our celebrity guest that we get every year to read Twas the Night Before Christmas, and it's a guest we had on before, Alyssa and Eddie and Alberto. Okay. Her name is Michelle Martin. She's an actress, and let's bring her up.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Michelle, hello.
Hello again. Uh-oh.
We can't hear her.
We can't hear you.
Gods.
Yeah, we can't hear her.
Stop it. We can't hear you. We can't.
You got to unmute.
Your thing's muted. Let me pull her up. We still can't hear her. Can you hear us? Okay, we can't hear you though. See, a lot of people though would love our show to be like that, where they can't hear us at all.
Right.
But just you. Yeah, I think Michelle's got some. What's that called? Audio? Audio problems?
Audio difficulties.
But she has somebody I can probably with her.
She has some kind of earplugs, but they're not working. So
yeah, her earbuds.
Oh,
those are wireless. Can't hear out.
So what is your thought, Alberto? Since you're kind of one of those tech kind of guys that does that.
I don't know who said that.
I am.
Because I
can't hear her. Michelle Martin, we can't hear you still. I'm so sorry. Let me see.
I don't know how those connect to the phone, whatever she's broadcasting on.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, do you have your earbuds connected on Wi-Fi or whatever? Yes, they are. There you go.
We're hearing something.
There it is. Yeah, just keep holding your ears. I think that's what it was. Keep holding those ears. Oh no, it went off.
No, it went off. That was weird.
Oh. I can kind of...
I
there we go.
I think her cat doesn't like Steve, so he messed it all up.
Oh wow. I heard something really good. Do that again.
That's not her.
Yeah, no, there's a guy there.
Oh, it says that she's in you.
Oh no, is this the time when
you have to unmute yourself?
No, it's
there.
There it is.
There.
Alberto, I think since there's a man there, this is where I cry.
See? No.
Okay.
We can hear her now.
We can hear her, but it's...
Yeah, it's going in and out.
It's going...
We heard the dude real good in a minute ago, huh?
Yeah.
It sounded with full of bass and everything.
Don't get it out.
Oh, there he is. Damn, he's got a movie voice over there. Got the bass on high, Eddie. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds like a...
Who's that actor that she worked with that you hate? That's probably him.
Oh, what's his name?
Scott Ham.
Scott Ham. That's probably Scott Ham ruining everything. Damn it, Scott.
Scott's on it, man. You know, it's all Steve's fault right now.
It's the show. He doesn't know how to organize things. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, look, Steve turned on your camera, Michelle.
Oh, my.
That's what Scott's saying.
What's she saying?
So when she went like this, did you notice how it came on?
Yeah. So I don't know if there's a button on her ear.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, do you guys use those earbuds? Do you have to touch them or anything?
Just got this out.
Oh, it sounded better when they were out.
Yeah, it sounded better when they were out, like when it's supposed to be your mouth.
Oh, let's see. Okay. Damn, this sounds like a Universal Studios type style stuff over there. Do do. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Holidays. Sorry.
That's okay.
Happy holidays.
What's another one? Jingle bells. It's been a white Christmas.
The wing in the manger.
I don't know. I'm not good at the audio stuff, Alberto. What do you suggest that could be going wrong?
I don't know.
Earbuds, you think?
I don't know.
Is she on the laptop?
I don't know. No, I can't hear. I can hear rumbling. I can hear the other person in the background. I can hear whatever he's doing.
I think it's the mic.
Oh, look, there's your thumbs up, Steve.
Oh, there. How do you make the balloons?
I don't know.
Yeah,
yes.
Eddie, I don't know what's wrong. What do you suggest she do?
Take the earbuds out.
I don't know.
Can she do it just on the computer?
Let me see. Take your earbuds out and see if we can hear you. Hello? No, we still can't hear her. Oh Lord.
I can hear now.
A little bit.
We can hear you a little bit, but it's breaking up. It sounds like something is bogging, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think, Elsa?
Yeah, no. I don't know. Is she on the audio part of the...
Well, let me...
You go down and you go to settings?
Yeah, settings. Go down and go to settings.
She sounds good.
Oh, she's starting to come out a little bit.
Yeah.
You're starting
settings
to come out.
And then audio. Maybe it's just too loud. Just it might volume down a little bit.
Oh gosh, Eddie. Oh boy.
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it's just too loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, we got Alberto still shot. That's good. Oh, there he
go. Relax.
You missed our Christmas songs that we were all doing.
Yeah.
Happy winter. What?
Wonderland. Solstice.
Solstice. Wait, what is that? German?
That was the solstice is when it's the longest.
Shortest.
Or the shortest day of the year.
Northern Hemisphere.
So yeah. Happy winter. That means the shortest winter.
Shortest day of the year.
Yeah. It's shortest day of the year. So
today.
It's like,
today?
No, it was a couple days ago.
So we have two solstices. We have the winter and the summer. So in the Northern Hemisphere, in the summer, it's the longest day of the year. In the winter, it's the shortest, just because of the way the earth tilted toward the sun.
Interesting.
So down in Australia, it's their longest day of the year. And for us, it's our shortest.
I didn't know that. Wow. Andrew Thomas. Who the hell is Andrew Thomas coming in with all this smart shit?
Coming out on Facebook.
One of the smarty guys. He came out of YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube star.
YouTuber. Don't worry, Alberto. We're pushing hard to get you that trophy that YouTube gives out when you get a lot of subscribers. We're working hard on it, so just be patient.
I'm sure. I also have Henry Photography on Instagram saying hello. So.
Oh, I forgot about Instagram. Hello, Instagram people.
Yes, hi, Instagram people.
Merry Christmas.
The IGers.
Josh Richardson. Yo, yo. Hello, Josh. Merry Christmas to you.
Yo, yo, yo. Sup, y'all?
Instagram. I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty happy that we're finally on Instagram because I like Instagram. Yeah. You know?
And we're still live, so we're over the hour mark. So
it must be good. Working. Yeah, last time Alyssa was right. It was only a certain time and it would cut off.
Yeah.
Cut off.
We'd have to talk really fast.
We'd have to hurry up and say goodbye to them. Leave y'all while we go back to Facebook and YouTube. But that's cool. Yeah. I'm glad it's going, and we're going to be streaming on Instagram from now on. Nice. But not after today for a while because we're going on vacation.
Yes.
Eddie's favorite time of the year.
It's the most beautiful time of the year.
But next year we're going to 52 straight weeks.
So. Merry Christmas, Josh. Okay. He says, what's the topic? It's our Christmas show.
It's our Christmas show, Josh.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas is the topic.
Posted it everywhere. You don't pay attention to us? Oh, wait a minute.
Josh,
he's on YouTube.
We love you.
Yeah, he's on YouTube.
You know, that's a thing, the YouTube watchers, they don't really get to see the promo post on Instagram and Facebook, so that's why. I guess if we should run them on YouTube, too, at least a little short.
Some YouTube shorts,
yeah. So we've had a couple guests come and sing.
Let's bring Alyssa up since she
did an open presents. That's later we do the presents.
Who's opening presents? Did you
Josh
guys
is open? Wondering, did you guys open presents? I am the present. I'm open already.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Can I get a receipt for that so I can take it back to the store?
No return. Sorry. Final sale. That's what happens when you get stuff on clearance.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, much better. Yay.
Yay. Oh, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad about that. I had a really funny joke about Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Don't worry. Anytime's a good joke for Eddie.
I was making a nice and a naughty list, and I was putting each of you guys on it. So.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, Alyssa's for sure on the nice list.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
He seems like he's doing good today, so he's made the nice list.
Yes.
Eddie? We gotta work on it.
Oh boy!
Eddie's the naughty one. Holy mackerel!
Eddie's turning violent around Christmas.
I don't know about Michelle's standards there.
she must have heard Eddie wanted to.
Nice.
Alberto. She heard Eddie wanting to hit people.
Wanting to defend myself.
She's a big fan of Will Smith, I guess.
Just Will Smith. Okay. Well, he's done a few things. So.
How about Alyssa?
I'm on the nice list.
On the nice list.
You do look really beautiful today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Really pretty. In fact, I was watching it and laughing and thinking you were the other guest.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, wow, look at Alyssa.
Wow. Wow, look at this. I'm about to tear up.
Guys, I'm so sorry about that. We were trying to, I have a technical person here who does this kind of thing, but I think a lot of it is that I'm up in the mountains. Sometimes my connectivity isn't great.
Oh, so, yeah.
She's a mountain woman, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Alberto, I think she's doing pretty good. We have people that are a lot of guests that come on that are on the flat grounds around us and everything, and they sound like shit.
Right. Well, so, I can't really take these out. I can barely hear y'all. But do you want me to?
Yes. Here we go. We just wanted to catch up because you know we had a little technical difficulties. So
my fault. I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Like Alberto, I know everybody knows we never mess up, right? In the 9.5 years we've done this, we've never messed up.
There's the first time for everything, and that's today.
And I like you guys so much.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
This is yelling now. Am I yelling now?
No.
Because I was so worried you couldn't hear me. So now my technical guy was like.
But Alyssa, I don't think I would mind if Michelle yelled at me. I kind of like that.
Don't get so mad. What's going on? I've had it with the sound.
Because I seen a picture of her, one of her promo things, her holding a whip, and I was like, oh my god, I think I need this in my life.
I do that. Yes, Sophia does that.
Sophia. Okay, before you read, why don't you plug your new movie coming out before we have you read "Twas a Night Before Christmas"? How's that?
Okay. Well, it's called Sophia, and you're right. Sometimes she does hold a whip, but it's a different kind of a female empowerment relationship. So where the female is the one who takes the lead and makes the rules. And it's at the end of the day, I think between Michael Steger, who used to be on 90210, and my dear friend who just passed away, Julian Sands, played her older lover in Europe. And really, I think it's just a progress of a young woman to finding out who she is, you know, trying different things out. There's a lot of fantasy sequences where she's trying out, Eddie, this is for you. There's a lot of, you know, fantasy sequences where she's trying out different versions of herself. And the reality is they're all versions of ourselves, all of us, women, men, all of us. But I just think it's very empowering for women. And it was fun. It was hard to be her because I'm usually, you know, a friendly person and Sophia doesn't play. She's not overly indulgent emotionally, but I like her.
Me too. I'm usually friendly too.
Can you guys, I'm just going to ask you a quick question because my guy had everything set up, like the camera and everything. And now I'm looking at my phone. I just went basic and I just want to make sure I'm facing forward.
Oh, you look great.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you look good.
Good. Thank you guys. Yeah. So the film, Charles Huddleston is the director who I've worked with before. He actually was the director of photography on The Stay. Ooh. Steve's favorite movie.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not gone. I just got water.
Okay.
But I think it's interesting. You know, and at the end of the day, I feel like it's a romance. It's just not a romance that everybody has. You know, some men want different things and some women want different things. So I think it's just I like films that are a change of perspective, like on what we think a male-female relationship should be or how we think people should act to be masculine or feminine. And I feel like there's a lot of pressure on men, especially, to be that guy, you know, and women to be always, what do men want? I have to be this, I have to be that, you know, and when you walk through the world, as a girl or a woman, you experience those things. And it was interesting. Like, she dressed differently than me. She held herself differently. And one day I forgot. I was on the set and I forgot that I was still in costume. I was in all leather. Maybe I was carrying the whip around. I don't know. I can't hear you. Are y'all still there?
Right
yes.
here. Oh, good. Because this is the good part. I was carrying a whip around in a grocery store. And accidentally was attached to me. You'll have to see the scene. And I went into the grocery store and usually, because I'm friendly, people come up and like, hey, do you know where the milk is or whatever? They stare, but they were just, we're going to go the other direction. Alyssa knows. Yeah. Alyssa knows.
So cool. where can we see this film or when does it come out?
It's coming out January 15th and it'll be for rental or purchase in the United States. It'll also be on Amazon and I think some other platforms internationally. And it's kind of building. We had an international release. It won an international women's festival and it's doing pretty good. So now it's going to be released in the United States and I will... let you guys know on Instagram when it is, but it's definitely January 15th and you'll be able to get it on Amazon and pay-per-view and, or you can purchase the movie if you really like it.
Very That's cool. Nice.
Do you want to give everybody your Instagram so they can yes. follow you?
I guess I'm at Michelle Mar- actress. What am I? I never looked like that. Yeah. Steve knows. Steve.
Oh yes, I do.
Yeah. Michelle Martin. Sorry,
yes. You have to put it in the comments. We'll put
yeah,
it in the
yeah.
comments.
Michelle Martin. Oh my gosh! Hold on, y'all.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay. All right, guys. I think we're ready for Michelle to do our reading.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Twas the Night Before Christmas. Our finale here.
Yes, I'm going to sit up a little so people can see the book.
Oh yes, let's see.
I got this awesome book. Okay.
Alrighty, here we go. Michelle Martin is going to be reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas" for us and you all.
I thought it was so cute because the lady who wrote it dedicated it to her son. I thought that was so sweet. Okay,
Michelle, the stage is yours.
Okay,
take it away,
Michelle Martin.
Thank you. "Twas the Night Before Christmas." When all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. Look at these. I wrote a children's book and I need this illustrator, it's so good. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while the visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I and my cat had just settled down for a long winter's nap. This is them sleeping. You can tell I read to kids a lot because, yeah. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what's the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. Then what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. Let's see. When a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. I'm sorry. Can you all still hear me? This thing is all good. More rapid than eagles, his horses they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. Isn't that cute? I love it. Okay. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. That's St. Nicholas. He's in the chimney. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was light as snow. That's Santa. Hi, Santa. The stump of a pipe he held tight to his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed and I saw him in spite of myself. A wink in his eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Yay. I have one glass. Yeah, I love that. Good it's job, so funny it? When you read it again, isn't it?
Yes. We only hear it once a year, so it's always good, right? I mean, that's the only time I hear it. Do you guys read it throughout the year?
No,
just during Christmas.
Just during Christmas, so
Eddie's like
it's fresh.
I read it every day.
Trying to keep calm and unfightable.
Eddie, do you read this book a lot?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Just here.
Eddie's so, back because his girlfriend laughed.
Oh, you heard that, huh? Yeah, it was live on stream when that happened, so it was pretty traumatic for him. And
that's devastating.
Very, but...
Yeah.
You're doing okay today, Eddie, right?
I'm fine today.
How many years has it been, Alberto, when she walked off on him on stream?
I forget if it was Lockdown Christmas 2020 or 2021.
Oh, that was me?
No.
Someone
else. No. I think it was 2020.
Really? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, he's
well, okay. How old are you guys?
We're good.
He's messing around. So, Michelle, we're looking forward to your movie coming out in January, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
It's called Sophia.
Yes.
And you could either buy it or you could probably would you watch it on stream or something like that. Or how does that work?
Stream is wonderful. We'd love for you to watch it on streaming.
Okay.
And if you love it, purchase it.
But, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. So streaming's the way to go to to get the it's good for you for the actress, right? For the actors.
For everyone, yeah, all the filmmakers, and they usually do that first, and then it'll go to like Amazon Prime or Netflix, where you can just watch it with a, you know, you can wait for it if you don't want to purchase it. I'm not, you know, telling everyone you have to purchase it, but well, I think it's a good film, and
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it will be. You're a very good actress, and I've seen the movies you've been in, and they're always entertaining. So. People go out when it comes out and buy it and watch it on stream. Support.
Thank you, Alyssa, so much.
Yep. Alyssa, Eddie, you got anything to say to the beautiful Michelle before we get out of here?
I look forward to seeing the movie.
Thank you, Alyssa. I think you'll really like it. think, yeah, it appeals to women. Women tend to really like it. Men like it for a different reason.
They like the whip.
Well, yeah, you know, like at some point in time, I'm going to send this to Steve, and I meant to send it to him yesterday, but there's a whole dream sequence, and I think there's something for everyone.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Damn, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Well, continued success, and you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate it. Okay, Eddie's off the naughty list.
Oh, there you go. Yay. He has all
of today. We'll keep a tight eye on him.
Yes.
Okay, Michelle. Well, we want to thank you so much for doing the honors to read this. We always pick a special person to do this, a celebrity guest. And thank you so much. It means a lot
to us. I appreciate y'all having me on. I'm so sorry about earlier, but thank you.
Don't worry about it. Things happened, and we just roll right through it and make it all better.
Okay. Turned out great.
Yes.
Everybody, Michelle Martin. Keep an eye out for her movie coming out in January called Sophia. Yes. And you can find her on Instagram. Alyssa, what is it? The Michelle Martin.
The Michelle Martin.
T-H-E-E, correct?
Oh, it's T-H-E-E?
No. It's just T-H-E. The Michelle. Okay. And I have only one L in my name.
Yes. As you can see here on the screen, that's how you spell Michelle. Mm-hmm. For people who don't know how to, Michelle's spelled a little differently.
Yeah. Well, my name in Spanish is Micaela.
Oh my God, she speaks that. Oh.
Micaela Maria Martín do Campo Franco de Romero.
My Christmas has just been blessed right now, Alyssa.
McDonald's.
Ooh. Alyssa,
she could have read it in Spanish for us.
Oh, I know.
Wouldn't that be funny though? Because you know how in Mexico, everyone takes the mother's last name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's this very, my father's name is Martín do Campo Franco de Romero, and then McDonald.
McDonald, huh?
Yeah.
Throw that in there. So funny.
Yeah. Do y'all know any half Irish, half Mexican?
No. Alyssa?
No. Am I the only one? Alyssa?
Would that be an Irishkin?
Irishkin.
So you're Irish and Mexican. What? You're Irish and Mexican. Mm-hmm. Very nice mix. Whatever the mix was, it's very nice. The way you carry it is very nice.
Thank you. I'm very calm.
Until we watch Sophia.
Oh, she's very calm.
I'm sure
she's unnerving. I said I played her like a shark. She never blinks.
Oh, that might be even scarier, huh, Eddie?
It's so frightening. She scares the heck out of me. I can't watch it. She's like a horror, her own horror movie.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Well, we got to watch it, and we'll let you know what we think.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
thank
well,
you. I appreciate it.
Michelle, thank you so much. And thank you. What do you, Alyssa, what do you call the people in the background that are setting things up for people? Your
production
crew? Assistant? You have an assistant?
Yeah, I have a little production crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a little hair and makeup because I don't usually wear makeup. I'm a real homebody. I like not wearing makeup, baking cookies if I'm not acting or.
Oh, that's very, very attractive. Well, thank your crew that's behind the scenes right now for doing their part and you know taking time out of their time to help you to get on our show to help us.
Yes, thank you.
And we appreciate it.
I appreciate you thanking them. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome.
Eddie, she's trying to get you to talk, Eddie.
Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a blessed Christmas.
Oh, Eddie.
I hope everybody has a beautiful holiday and takes time to like be with the people they love.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Like you guys.
Exactly. It's all love here and you be safe out there and keep acting and doing those great movies and we'll keep watching and having you on promoting them.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, you guys.
All right, Michelle. Bye. Bye-bye. Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye. Yes. Yes, and happy new year.
Bye-bye, Michelle. All right.
Bye, Steve. Thank Bye-bye. You.
Take okay. care. Yes, you're welcome. Too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And crew, we're going to have to get her off because we let our guests kick themselves off. There you go.
There she goes.
Well, all a good night.
And she had a whole setup over there, huh? She has people working for her. Damn.
Show us around.
We got to get something like that for people doing that for us. Imagine if we just had to just jump on and everything's all set up for us. All we got to do is talk and they got all the technical, the audio, everything all set for us. And they say, hey, don't worry about it, guy. Don't touch none of that. All you do is go on there and talk.
Roll them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
Well, we did go over a little bit, guys. And
Don't worry. Christmas 2020, that was the famous 2 hours, 56 minutes, 32 second show.
Yeah, that was a very long one. Yeah,
with,
so... Which one's that one? Oh, boy.
That's so funny. Watch Eddie. Yeah.
Hold on. I think I'm smiling, waving.
He's like...
This is the beginning of the interview. He's all smiles.
He's all giddy.
Man, let me fast forward to the best part.
Oh, and Eddie, I have nothing to do with this. I didn't know this was going to happen. Look at how Alberto gets happy with shit.
I know.
This is Eddie's Christmas story. This is the ghost of Christmas past right here.
The past is the past.
It sure is, and it was something else. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know what? Now that I look at it, Eddie was all giddy in the beginning. He's all happy like a little in a candy store.
It was Christmas time.
Yeah, I was happy, too.
I was happy. It's Christmas time.
But I wasn't let down like you were when the guy came out and they thought the cameras were shut off. It's a good thing they didn't start like making love or something. Oh boy!
Because yeah, remember, she walks away. You see it down there.
Where are you at? Oh,
she'll be coming up.
Yeah, she walks off.
Well, sorry for the reflection. So here she comes back. She doesn't know she's on the show anymore.
Oh my gosh, she was dressed pretty yeah, seductively. Sorry. No wonder Eddie was all.
There it is.
There he is.
There's the Grinch for Eddie.
I'm glad that she didn't start undressing him right there, right at that section.
You put a full screen. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they're figuring it out. Oh, man.
She's looking, going, are we on still? Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm having a good time.
We were all having a good time.
I was like, yeah.
Hey, it's just a rhythm repeat. We're all happy. Eddie's not there all upset.
I wasn't sad for Ed. I was just like, hey, this is good show stuff. Sorry, Eddie, was at your expense, but
no problem.
I'm sure she, you know, she didn't know Eddie. She didn't
know what Eddie's gonna think. I'm Will Smith at the lunch. He's gonna stop me in the face.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, guys, I think that's it. That's going to conclude our 2023 Christmas show.
And, you know, I want to do from now on our Christmas shows, we'll use that video as our outro.
Oh,
we'll play Last Christmas by, who's the, oh my God, why am I blanking on his name?
Is that Wham?
The Wham guy.
Yeah.
He did it on solo, but, you know, we'll play that song as we play that video out.
You know what? Speaking of Last Christmas, wasn't that the Wham guys? Both of them?
George Michael?
It wasn't just George, was it? George Michael? Wasn't it both of them?
Oh.
Let me...
I don't know. I thought it was just him.
Let me Wikipedia the song. We'll see if it's...
Because I thought I saw, you know, one of those things that they have on artists from the past and they talk about them. It was not George Michael. It was the other dude.
Okay, so it's a 1984 song by Wham. So I guess it is both of them.
Because I remember he was talking, going, the interviewer was asking him about that song. And he's going, yeah, you guys have the number two song of Christmas of all, I don't know if he said all time or that year, only behind, what is that other famous Christmas song, Band-Aid?
Maybe It's Cold Outside.
No, not that one, Eddie, the Band-Aid crew.
Do they know it's Christmas time?
Yes.
Do they know it's Christmas?
They know
I think
it's
that one. He's like, yeah, you know, that's a pretty good compliment that, you know, so I knew he was involved. Alyssa, do you want to read Randy's
yes
thing? Let me pull you up here.
I was looking to see who it was.
Yeah, they're on we're on the Facebook fan page.
Yeah,
so that's why
it does
that.
To look.
His name is
okay,
Randy
so it
Franco
says, from Randy Franco, he'd like to mention that there will be an annual sock giveaway for the folks in Skid Row. Socks will continue to be collected at Union Station at 10 o'clock on Sunday. At 10 a.m. on Sunday. And, you know, socks are like the number one thing that homeless people need, because they don't get washed very often, and there's a lot of, you know, they do a lot of walking. They don't, when they don't wash them, they end up getting like a lot of bacteria and fungus, and then, you know, when the homeless person doesn't have good feet, they can't walk, they can't, you know, I think feet are most important thing. So yes. I know the number one thing for homeless people is socks.
Very cool.
So I just wanted to mention that.
Canyon City BMX annual sock giveaway.
Yes.
And Randy Franco is from the bike crew Los Fatos. Los Fatos? Remember?
Fatos, yeah, I think so. Fatos.
They ride to eat.
Yep.
Yes.
They ride so they can go eat. Yes. They ride to the place to go eat, right?
So if you want to look them up, it's called, they're called Fatsos, and I think Fatsos is what, there it is.
Oh, P-H-A-T-S-O-S.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Before we get out of here, somebody just got here. So if you guys want to wait here and talk to the listeners for a minute while I go get them, and be right back. Hold on.
Okay.
Who is it, Dave?
I don't know. He left totally.
Well, that'll be the last Christmas.
Yes,
the F25 show.
Right, who's there?
No, I think I saw the promo. I think I know who's coming.
Oh,
get ready for a letdown, folks.
What?
Oh no, the Natural Wonders guy.
No, it's a certain Claus.
Sancho Claus.
No, that'd be an improvement over what we're going to get right now.
Sancho Claus.
Sancho Claus.
Have you watched the movie yet, Eddie?
No, I haven't. Have you seen
it's
it?
It's on your playlist.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
Yeah, I haven't either. I have the DVD. I just don't have anything to play it on. Yeah, I don't have anything to play it on.
Yeah, me neither. I don't have a PlayStation or.
Yeah, I have to look it up now that it's Christmas time. DVD
players are cheap now. You can.
I don't even think they sell them anymore.
Yo, go in. You two go Walmart. In 50-50.
How much?
You two go in 50-50, and then just
share it back and forth. I'm sure you can get one for like $10.
I haven't seen a DVD player in a long time.
I got one in my closet, Eddie. I'll give it to you.
Does it work?
I hope so. It's from 2003 or something. I don't know.
Actually, I have a portable one, but I don't.
The one for the car?
Yeah, it's one you can take. The, it's like a little, kind of like a laptop.
Oh boy.
Where it opens up and...
Woo!
I told you, Sancho Claus will be improving over this.
Sancho Claus.
Keep talking now. We don't want to be a copyright violation.
Can you guys hear me?
The only Santa Claus that's on the naughty list.
He's all.
Alyssa. Hello. Ho, 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 Alyssa. I heard you've been a very good girl this year.
Which is not good for you. He only gives gifts to people on the naughty list.
That's true. Eddie, I heard you've been a good boy. What do you want for Christmas this year?
My two front teeth.
Oh, you've been violent, I heard, lately. Yes, I've heard.
He wants to erase 2020. That's what he wants. The whole year. Started bad, ended bad for Eddie.
Alyssa, what are you asking for this year?
I don't know. World
Hurry
peace.
Up, Alyssa.
World peace? Or just a peace?
A peace.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do the best I can with that. The peace I can get you. The world peace, we'll work on that. Alberto, what are you looking for this Christmas that you were always asking for that Stevie Claus can bring you this year?
I don't know, a better M25 show?
Oh.
Stevie Claus, hey, can you take Steve and put him to work in the North Pole and give us a better co-host?
very funny co-host you guys got.
Yeah, don't tell Steve I said that, okay?
Well, I just want to come on and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And I've heard your show from the north of all poles, because I do. So if you haven't heard of Santa Stevie Claus, I do have a pole. Now, it may not be what everybody was wishing for, but I have a Mrs. pole. Claus, and she's very, very happy.
Unsatisfied?
Look at these lips. One more chance. You always want for that he knows that Stevie Claus can make it happen.
Health and happiness.
We're losing connection on the North Pole.
Yes. The internet there is not very well.
Oh, well, I have to go because there's a lot of work to be done.
I heard Mrs. Claus moved to the South Pole.
Mrs. Claus loves Stevie Claus's lips.
Especially punching him.
Well, I do need to be heading up.
She loves making those lips flat, which the only thing she makes grow.
He likes her lips too.
All right, Stevie Claus, you're making the show run late. I know we still got an extra. We got an extra hour to make our record, but
we're out of here. Stevie Claus must leave.
You need to make sure that you also load up the self sleigh correctly.
We'll feed the reindeer, Santa.
Say hi to Rudolph for us.
All right. And, okay, guys.
Load up that new co-host for us, okay? And you enjoy Steve up in the North Pole.
Okay, my friend Steven is over here. I'm going to get him back on. I need to leave and get on to get all the good kids all their presents this Christmas.
That's
an
evil laughter, Stevie Claus.
I'm going to be back.
Ooh, the music got threatening.
Said ho, 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 who would I know?
Oh.
There's the Stevie Claus tribute music.
Saint Nick. What is this?
Yo, Stevie Claus, hope this music isn't copyrighted. Everybody dance.
Stevie Claus.
All right, here we go. We're back.
Yay! I want to do the fireworks and it's not working.
I want to do the balloons. What are you talking about?
I think Alyssa had the balloons, but her blurry background made them look like fireworks.
Yeah. No, it was the fireworks scene.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I think it does it whenever it wants.
Right?
Oh, look at their fireworks. Look.
There, you got fireworks. How did you do that?
It just does it when it wants. Oh, thumbs too.
How come mine don't work?
Just hold it up. Maybe you just have to hold it up for a while. There's a thumb.
Last time you did it, it was you're pointing at Kim's breasts.
Oh, let me see.
That'll get you some fireworks.
I don't know.
The fireworks.
All right, guys. Woo. We have things to do. We have our M25 show crew get together. Alyssa's dancing, huh?
You see,
this is even so such a good show. We had Stevie Claus come on and gonna bring you guys whatever you ask for. And I don't know what you asked for, but hopefully it comes true.
I feel I'm gonna be disappointed next year.
Yeah.
I think Stevie Claus, much like Santa Claus, is gonna fly over my house.
No. This guy don't mess around, Alberto. Yeah.
Who's
Chap Lips? Is that Cynthia?
Chapstick? Yeah, that's you.
Is that who's on? Is Cynthia on? That's Randy. Oh, Lord. Merry Christmas. Hey, Randy, I want to thank you for watching our show and being a fan of our show. And thank you for the card that you and other people, you got together to sign for me for my mom. Very cool. Means a lot. And with that, I want to thank Alyssa, Eddie, and Alberto for being a part of this show with me, and I have a great time doing it, and I just want to thank you. It's been a good year, and hopefully we'll have an even better year next year.
Yeah,
hopefully.
All right, don't get mushy there.
Yes.
Okay, you guys have anything? Just gonna leave me here.
Yeah, we won't leave you hanging.
I just
want
to tell everybody have a happy Merry Christmas. It's time to spend with your family, your loved ones, your friends. If your family are your friends, I hope everybody has a great time. Remember the reason for the season. Happy New Year to everybody, and we'll see you next year.
All right, Eddie.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Short, sweet. That sounds like a damn horror movie. Okay, Alberto.
Eddie and Alyssa covered it all.
We could have bet on this in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're gonna get out of here and go continue our party at a place undisclosed.
House of Blues in Anaheim, folks.
That's right.
Come say hi to us.
Yeah.
And thank you everybody for listening and watching us on podcasts, on streams, and continuing to spread the word about the M25 show. And we love entertaining you. And with the holidays coming up, stay safe. We're going to be on vacation for a couple weeks, Alberto, right? Is it 2 weeks, I believe? Or,
I heard three.
A year. I don't know how many days.
Just two, Eddie. I don't know where you've been listening to.
Okay, 2 weeks. We'll be off for 2 weeks for the holidays, and we'll be back in the beginning of the year. So until then, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And with all that, we're going to get out of here. Alyssa, what do you think?
Yep. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Made my list and checked it twice. Are you naughty? Are you nice?
Ho! 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 Ho!
Beard of white and suit of red. Got my reindeer and my sled. My reindeer and my sled.
Ho! Believe in you, you believe in me, I'm Santa Claus. I believe in you, you believe in me, I'm Santa. Ho! 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 Ho!
Made my list and checked it twice. Are you naughty? Are you nice? Beard of white. Got my reindeer and my sled. My reindeer and my sled.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.